So it's simchas and holidays.
Most is simchas and holidays, and then, you know, then I miss my family.
Why German Shepherds? You didn't mention
the German Shepherds. They were always in the camps, even in Monowitz. When the Germans walked, they always had the German Shepherd. And just happened when you approached, you know, towards them, and they always said to the dog, "You, the Jew." And that dog, he let them loose, but the dogs were trained just to knock you down. And that scary thing, more than a year, every night I was dreaming and I was complete wet. Always the German Shepherds were...
Were you knocked
out? Attacking.
Did they
attack? Knocked out. Yeah,
they
didn't bite, but just jumped on you, knocked you down, and just, and this I always saw, you know, for a year and a half, most of the nights, I had those terrible dreams about the German Shepherds. Even today, if I see a German Shepherd, I don't go in that house. Till they, you know, I'm going to estimate jobs and stuff like that. If I see, I says, you got to put them in a room, you know. I can't face it, that's all.
Do you still have nightmares?
No. But it took a long time.
Did have nightmares before? About the camp, just about the camp, or about what?
About, the most is about the horror, see, everything came up in front of me, the pushing, the kicking by the trains, that all the painful things, you know, stood up in front of me, and you walk up, and I walk up in a sweat, you know, and I told the doctor, he says, well, this, you can't, it's going a bit of time, but he says, you can't do nothing about it. That's emotional, you know. But you live through, and now, you know, it comes. That's what the dreams are.
You have how many children?
Three boys, three sons.
I see some baseball trophies.
Well, they did everything. They did baseball and everything.
How old are they?
One is 30, one is 27, and one is 19. He goes to Michigan. The other two finished school already, and they're on their own. And the youngest is in, just started the first year. He's 19. He started at Michigan State. Thank you.
Are either the older ones married?
No, nobody's married. They said, if I'll get married, I'll have children, you're going to be an old Zeta, you know. This way you still, yeah. I says, punish me.
You're very proud of them, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're good boys. And you know, you try the best to raise them to your knowledge and understanding. And, you know, I can't complain. They're good-natured kids, and they'll do everything for the family, and that's what I wanted.
You keep a tight-knit family, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to put on the tape before we stop?
I think that's what I had. That's all I had to tell you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.